So it seems like we've got two baskets of one is we're all still trying to figure out how this started. And these emails from the early period give us some window and insight into that. And that's what you're talking about, the virologists who made that initial right. determination. And then there's kind of a side political fight that's going on about Dr. Fauci. And the claim appears to be that he was not forthcoming about the idea that it might have been from a lab leak in his discussions within the administration and in the other work he was doing. And some people have looked at these emails and said that it suggests that.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was told at that time, back in the spring, that Dr. Fauci had gone over to a meeting of world health leaders in Europe around the World Health Assembly and actually briefed them on the information that they were looking at, that this could have been a potential lab leak, that this strain looked unusual. So those discussions were going on, and I was told that by a very senior official in the Trump administration. I've reconfirmed that conversation. That happened, you know, at the time, contemporaneously with that meeting over a year ago. So I think early on when they looked at the strain, they had suspicions. And in a closer analysis, and it takes time to do that analysis, dispelled some of those suspicions. But I think the broader issue here for me is that we look at these things through the lens of science, and we don't necessarily look at it through the lens of national security. And a scientific mindset looks at the virus and the virus's behavior and its sequence and draws a conclusion. A national security assessment looks at that as one piece of evidence, but then looks at the behavior of the Chinese government, looks at the behavior of the lab, looks at other evidence around the lab, including the infections that we now know took place. And that changes the overall assessment. So the virologists who are now still focused on saying, we don't think this was a lab source, they're still, I think, looking at this through the lens of what does the sequence look like? What does the virus look like? That is just one piece of evidence. And I think this is partly why these kinds of assessments need to be in the hands of the national security apparatus, not just the scientific community.